Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today. We're to continue along in the Gospels. We're in Mark chapter 10. Today we'll be looking at some fascinating stories. But as we begin today, we see where Jesus, for a third time, predicts his death and his resurrection. In verse 32 of chapter 10, we read, "Now they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. Then he took the 12 again and began to tell them the things that would happen to him. 'Behold, we are going to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles. And they will mock him, scourge him, spit on him, and kill him. And the third day he would rise again.'" Well, you would think that they would understand that and they would get it, but they did not. So here's Jesus foretelling of what's going to be happening only in a few days off from now, because we're almost at that triumphal entry into Jerusalem, really marking the beginning of the last week of his life here upon earth. And then it tells us in verse 35, "Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him saying, 'Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask.' And he said to them, 'What do you want me to do for you?' And they said to him, 'Grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and the other on your left in your glory.' And Jesus said to them, 'You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I'm going to be baptized with?'" Of course, here there's 12 of these guys. They're all been living with together, traveling with Jesus for almost 3 years. And to think that James and John started thinking like, you know, we're really tight with Jesus. We're close with him. So obviously he'll have us sit on his right hand and the left hand, really speaking a position of authority. But Jesus asked them a question. "Are you able to drink the cup that I drink or be baptized with the baptism that I'm being baptized with?" Like I just mentioned, within a very few short days, he's going to go to the cross and suffer just a terrible death, a death of crucifixion, and really that moment when he took upon himself the sins of the world, and he felt that horrified effect of separation from God as he cried out, "Well, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And so then we see in verse 39, he said to them, they said to him, we're able to do, Jesus, you just name it, we're able to do it. Can you picture these two guys, James and John? They really thought highly of themselves. He says, "We're able to do it." So Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink the cup that I drink and will be baptized as I am baptized with the baptism. But to sit on my right hand and my left, that's not mine to give, for it is for those for whom it is prepared." So this picture is, of course, Jesus is saying that you guys will suffer and die. And as history tells us, and that James and John, not only James was the beloved, John the beloved, you know, he was boiled in oil, tells us, and he was exiled out to Patmos, and how he lived, suffered greatly for his faith, and James was beheaded as he died and suffered for his testimony of Jesus Christ. So he says, yes, you will taste, you will drink, and feel the suffering that I've gone through. It's amazing how the early church, how much they had to pay for their testimony of Jesus Christ. It cost them their lives. If you ever want to read a little book on the early Christian faith and those who suffered and died for their faith, you might want to pick up and read Fox's Book of Martyrs. In fact, I think you could find it online where you could read a PDF copy for free. You just have to Google Fox's Book of Martyrs. It really does lay out how much the early church fathers and the men and women who served the Lord, how they suffered some violent death for him. And so Jesus was saying, actually, to sit on my right hand or to my left, he says, it's not for me to give out. And when they heard it, verse 41, they began to be greatly displeased with James and John, when the other 10, can you imagine that? The other 10 are hearing James and John saying, hey, we want the best seats in the house. We deserve it. But Jesus called them to himself and said, you know that those who consider rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Otherwise, that's the way the Gentiles are. They like to place a power, place a position, a place where they're they're really, people notice them. It's really an ego-centered position that they seek after, where people are looking up to them. And then, verse 43, as he's speaking to his disciples, yet it shall not be so among you. Otherwise, desires for position, a desire for fame, a desire for notoriety. He says, but whosoever desires to be great among you shall be your servant. Notice, the path of greatness, the way God looks at it, and certainly the way Jesus is teaching us here, that path of greatness is becoming a servant. Really looking at the other person's need, looking at a way that you can help somebody else and minister to them. Over my years of ministry, one thing that I've noticed about God is I would go out and serve and be available to people's lives, I can never, ever outgive God. The things that I do, God in turns around blesses me numerous times, and we're the better for it. But it's not looking for notoriety for man, not looking for pats on our back, but we just simply serve because we've been so blessed of God, and God's been so good to us, we just want to pass it on. See, our service for the Lord should always be motivated out of love, our love for God, and how that flows from our heart, where we love the people that God puts in our lives. In verse 44, he goes on, whosoever you desire to be first shall be slave of all. Even the Son of Man did not come to serve, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. So he gives us this picture here about how he's given us that example that his life wasn't to be served. He wasn't going into a room and looking for everybody to pay homage to him and really to give him the best seat in the house and the best food and everything that comes along with it. But rather what he was saying, he says, but he came to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus set the example for us as his disciples to follow, that we'd be worried about and motivated, not worried, but rather motivated to try to reach out and help people with the opportunity, thinking that we can be used of God in order that their lives might be that much better through our lives, our witness of our lives, or maybe giving a cold cup of water to somebody who needs it, give somebody a coat that needs it. I think it's so important. This past winter season, we joined forces with our sister church, Poema Fellowship, and we gave out hundreds of blankets to the people that are without, the ones that are on the streets, and God would have us to do even more. If that's our heart's desire, that God would allow us to do more for those who are hurting around us. And that's what Jesus is saying, is that what we do is not to get pats on our back, but rather it's really because God's been so good to us, we want to in turn reach out and help people. I pray that would be the things that you and I would be considering even this day, that we follow the example that Christ laid out for us in Scriptures, that we'd be motivated and directed by the love of God rather than by our own selves and our own selfish motivation, but we would see God's love and we would see other people in need, and that compassion would well up within our hearts and we would reach out to help them. And so, until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.